David Jennings here from Melbourne SEO Services, and I just wanted to answer a question I got through our e-support with regards to who and which service is the best to go to when looking for virtual team members. Now, there's, I suppose, a little bit of a thought process that I go through, and it does depend on you and your situation, and you just need to weigh up the pros and the cons, really. There are some services that will charge you a once-off fee, and then that team member becomes part of your team and you work with them directly, so there's a little bit of a finder's fee there. There are other services that will help recruit them, but effectively that team member still is employed through that recruitment service and they take a little bit out of every hour. And then there are other options where you run a job ad and try and recruit your own. Now, when you think about it, those different levels and options that you've got will also alter in how much it costs you and how easy it is. Typically speaking, the options that are easier for you to get up and running as quickly as possible are the more expensive ones. So those ones where they'll recruit, they'll help to manage, they'll maintain the team member, they're obviously going to take a larger piece of the pie. For me personally, the process that I go through is step one, I think about, are there any outsourcers or team members that I've been using or worked with as a once-off basis? Maybe I've posted some jobs on VWorker or Elance or one of those types of sites, and I've done a little bit of work here and there, and I've already tested them, and I know that they know their stuff, and they're a good fit for what we do, and they've learnt our processes. That's the first place I want to start. And if I can find someone that way that we've already had a pre-existing relationship with, that's the best place to start. Then you can approach them with a full-time position offering. The next step down for me, and this is more for me, I find it best to then run an ad on a website log like JobStreet. Depending on where I'm looking to hire, I'll run a job ad and then I'll go through the actual recruitment process. I find that's the best way for us to find A players and handle the whole process from start to finish. The third option is to go for a service like Virtual Staff Finder, where they will do the recruiting for you, or they'll scan and they'll give you applicants, and then you can interview them and then hire them. For that, you pay a once-off fee, so you don't have to actually run the job ad and go through some of those other steps. They'll help to do that, but you pay a once-off fee rather than some ongoing, and they help to make that easier. And then for me, the fourth option is going through another service. I mean, a good example might be something like Remote Staff, where it's really easy. They'll recruit them for you, but then they kind of manage them and own them too. So they'll take a little bit of the action out of each hour that the person works for you, and there's just a little bit less flexibility. So that's the order in which I'd do it. There's one, two, three, and four options there. Typically speaking, I'm going to go for one and two, but I have recommended three and four for those who don't have the time or the resources to go through that recruitment process. Hopefully that helps. If you're looking for more tips like these, you can head over to melbourneseoservices.com, check out the Outsource Profit Machine, and depending on when you listen to this, there might also be the recordings for the Outsource Profit Machine too. All right, thanks, and talk to you soon.